I don't want to lose. I want to win.
I need professional help.
Sport Betting Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sport Betting Weekly.
I want to win.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly, sponsored by 6BetsAGame.com. You have found the only 100% listener call-in sports betting show on the planet. It's NFL Week 3, and there are a lot of disgruntled sports bettors last week. So one way to get back some of that house advantage is to hear from the public. We're coming to you from the 6BetsAGame.com studio, 6BetsAGame.com. It's like the racing form for sports betting. Start winning more bets now with 6BetsAGame.com. I am second half Chaz. We got Nolan helping us on the board. And as always, we're going to cover as many opinions on as many games as the show can handle. We want to know what the public is thinking. So if you can't call in, hit us up on Twitter at SB Weekly. Our Facebook page, Sports Betting Weekly. You can join our Facebook group, hashtag the public. And as always, the show email is show at sportsbettingweekly.com. Remember, it's callers wanted, winners preferred. Let's hit the phones. Let's go out to Hector in San Diego.
Yeah, it's about time. I think these last couple of games have gone too much with my mind and with my heart. So I'm going to try and be objective this week. And I hate doing it because I have so much hatred still for this team, considering they own the Pittsburgh Steelers. But I'm going to have to go with the Patriots, -6.5 against Detroit. I think Detroit is finally realizing that throwing all your money or your eggs in one basket called Matt Stafford is not going to be the way to go. And I think Matt Patricia's already kind of 1 foot out the door, even though he just started as a coach there, especially with the fan base and the media, considering how the team has played. So it's a must win. It's going to be a rivalry thing, obviously, Patricia being a former coach with the Patriots and player. But I think Belichick's not going to want to lose to this guy. He's going to pull out all the stops, and I'm liking the Patriots -6.5.
Yeah, Hector, both the Jets and San Francisco, these are two teams that played young quarterbacks, but not this week. Detroit's facing Brady.
They had to play the guy that played behind Brady, and he moved the ball on them like they couldn't. He wasn't from a different planet, and now they got to play Tom Brady. So it's not even going to be close. I'm liking them by 3 touchdowns. So we'll see what happens.
There's no doubt about that, Hector from San Diego. I think I've got New England. I know I've got him in my CBS pool. I'm pretty sure I've got him in my picking duck top five as well. Let's go out to Johnny Dillon.
Oh, man, I'm just so glad football season's back. I'm into my Sunday routine where I ditch my caretaker and I skip all my meds. So,
yeah, Johnny, sometimes you got to take care of you. And hopefully you'll have already cashed the tickets before they know you're gone. And then life's good, you know?
Life's good. Life's good. Yeah, I got a couple of games on Sunday morning, 10 a.m. kickoff games on the West Coast kickoff. Let's see, Indianapolis Colts are at Philadelphia. And, Carson Wentz is back. The Colts are off a surprising 21-9 win over the Redskins. I wouldn't jump on that Colts bandwagon too soon. But the Super Bowl champs stumbled a little last week. It cost me a few tickets against the Bucks and Ryan Fitzmagic. But anyway, I think grace period is over for Philadelphia. I think they're going to really get rocking. They'll shut down. They'll have no problem shutting down Andrew Luck. And the Eagles' run defense is ranked number one in the league. I don't know if many people are aware of that. But I got the high-flying Eagles doing just that Sunday. Philadelphia by 2 touchdowns in the early game. And here's another game I like, too. Buffalo Bills on the road against the Minnesota Vikings. I think the Bills could possibly be the worst team in football. I know a lot of people probably feel that way, too. And I feel sorry for their fans. They deserve better than that. The Bills allowed 5 sacks against the Superchargers. They've allowed 11 on the season, and they're up against a tough Philly team. J.D. McCoy is questionable. Bills are starting rookie quarterback Josh Allen again. The Vikings they disguise their blitzes in so many ways. You never know where somebody's coming from. And I think it'll be a really long afternoon. The Vikings could have won that game against Green Bay last week. They missed 2 field goals. And it's not surprising they cut their rookie kicker and they signed Dan Bailey, the old Dallas Cowboys quarterback. He's never missed a point after in 8 years. He's actually the second most accurate kicker in NFL history. So over to the Vikings again a little more. Kirk Cousins threw for 425 yards against Green Bay. I think the Vikings could have this game covered by halftime. Minnesota's a 17-point favorite, depending on where you're getting your wager in. I just think this will be an absolute blowout winner. Vikings by 4 touchdowns. And good luck, everybody. Hope you have your best season ever.
Hey, it's an NFL game, and the spread's 17.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. You don't see many of those.
Love that Philly call, because on my U-Wager team total, on under for the Colts, that one last week, I'm coming right back with it. You know me, I'll just keep betting until it loses.
That's a great pick. That's a great pick. The Rio doesn't have team totals.
You're right. You're right, Johnny D. A lot of books don't offer that team total, and that's right there is why I'll be using U-Wager every week. All right, thanks, Johnny. Let's go out to Blackhawk Wes.
Hey, what's going on? I really like the Denver-Baltimore game this week. I don't really think much of either team. I think that game is going to be a defensive struggle. I think Baltimore is a little overrated, and they're getting a lot more credit than they deserve after that blowout against Buffalo. I don't know that they deserve any credit for that. Buffalo, Chaz, I think you and I could go out and beat Buffalo. But it's a 5-point spread. Denver's getting 5 going to Baltimore. I think it's a field goal game on both sides. And I think Denver will very easily cover that spread.
Yeah, those Broncos have to be feeling good after that comeback win last week. Anything else?
Well, I was going to say, the other NFL one that I really like, I don't like the entire game, but I like the first half of the Chiefs and San Francisco. It's 3.5 on the first half, and I think that the Chiefs, what they've done is they get out to these pretty big leads, and then they end up giving a lot of back in the second half because their defense has got awful. I think that the Chiefs will cover the 3.5 for the first half.
They're an offensive juggernaut so far.
Yeah, and then once they take their foot off the gas in the second half, and they give some up. So I'm not super comfortable with that 7-point spread. It started at 6.5, and it's probably going to get to 7.5 before kickoff. I mean, that's just a lot of points against a real NFL team. Jimmy Garoppolo is a pretty good quarterback, and you know, San Francisco, they don't deserve to be a 7.5 dog.
You know, a little different given 7.5 on Saturday than it is in an NFL game.
You mentioned Saturday. I like the Oklahoma State Texas Tech game. It's a big spread, but Oklahoma State and Texas Tech, that's going to be a basketball score. In fact, that over is probably going to be bigger than some of these basketball games we're going to see. But I saw 12.5 Oklahoma State, and you know, I know Texas Tech just beat up Boise pretty good. But I think Oklahoma State is got a little bit better defense than what Texas Tech was used to going up against these last couple weeks, and they should have no problem covering 12.5.
There's another U wager play. That team total over on Oklahoma State has cashed, I think, every single week. All right, thanks, Wes. Let's go out to where are we going to go? We're going to go up to Canada. We'll go up to Montreal, Zabriano. We'll see if we get a winner out of him.
Okay, I'm going to give out starting off some soccer picks to start off. I like Inter Milan to win in a very difficult game that they're playing with Sampdoria, but I really like them. I like Arsenal to win, and I like Manchester United Wolves, both teams to score. And I'm also looking for an upset there, Wolves to beat United at home. Getting now to the business of football. My top play of the week is the Houston Texans, -6. The reason I like the Houston Texans is because the Giants have nothing. Offensively, they stall. Defensively, they have nothing. I think Houston this week, with their defense and the quarterback play, covers easily the -6. Moving on to my second selection. I like the Denver Broncos +5.5. getting points with the Broncos and playing against a Ravens team that last week just doesn't have it. Their quarterback play is very awful. And if Case Keenum can keep down the interceptions, I look for Denver to cover the spread. And my third selection that I like is I like the Pittsburgh Steelers -1.5. So far, the defense hasn't showed up. But I believe that on Monday, the Pittsburgh Steelers will show up. And Ryan Fitzpatrick will come down to earth because I don't see Fitzpatrick continuing what he's doing. And to finalize, my last week I had Cleveland, my upset special, but some things went wrong. Field goal kicker missed 3 field goals. And this week, my upset special is the Buffalo Bills at 11-1. They're going to Minnesota and upset the Vikings. That's what I like this week.
Yeah, Zabriano, after calling Cleveland on the money line at 8-1, and golly gee, you should have probably won that one. You know, I told Billy Elvis in his 93.1 The Fan listeners about that pick. I'm not going to tell you to not bet Buffalo at 11-1, but it, you know, it doesn't sound crazy after last week.
The thing is, I'm not impressed this year with the Vikings defense. I am not impressed at all with their defense. And I like Buffalo. Last year I took them to upset Kansas City in Kansas City. They were 4-1. They pulled the upset. This is a team that's due for a big upset. I know it will be hard, but I am taking Buffalo to upset.
You know, since there aren't a lot of 17-point dogs in the NFL, you also don't get a lot of opportunities to get an 11-1 money line.
And the price is great. I mean, 11-1 to win. And the spread is like +17.5. I mean, 17.5 spread in the third week of the NFL. I think this is pretty hard.
It's just so many points.
Yeah, and if you look at the other game, another game of interest that I really, really find that there's something with the spread there, is the game with Jacksonville with Tennessee. Even though Jacksonville last week beat the Patriots pretty handily, but Tennessee is getting 9.5. 9.5 points. If the quarterback plays, Mariota comes back, they can cover that spread.
Hey, quarterback play is really the difference between the top teams and the others. Thanks, Abriano. Let's go out to Charles in Missouri.
I got a few winners for you, Chaz. I got a game Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I got a few games I really like. So I've been watching, for all you college fans, I've been watching USC pretty closely here, and they just look terrible. This quarterback does not have the chemistry he needs to win games, let alone cover spreads. So I'm all over Washington State, first quarter, first half, game, and you know I'm going to have a little action on the money line too. Saturday. So Missouri had a close game with Purdue, and for anyone watching Georgia, they just like Bama, look dominant. I am all over Georgia for the game, -14, and Sunday. I have a couple games I'd love. So anyone who's watching the NFL knows it's been all over the place, but I love the Chiefs -6.5 at home. And I'm actually going to say that I'm going to pick an upset. I'm going to go with the Broncos with no points in Baltimore.
Yeah, you know, stringing a weekend parlay from Friday to Sunday, it sure does make the weekend seem a little longer. You know, when weekends are just too short.
Yeah, they go by quick, especially when you're winning. Everything is just bada boom, bada boom, bada boom.
Bada boom, bada boom, bada boom. We got to love that, man. Thanks, Charles, from San Diego in Missouri. Let's go out to Squeak in Connecticut. Hey, Squeak, do they have legal sports betting in Connecticut yet?
We do not have legal sports betting in Connecticut. We have nothing legal in Connecticut. We have it in New Jersey, Chaz, and because the traffic sucks so bad driving there, I did not go put a bet on my team to win the Super Bowl, which is the Rams. Yeah, I'm sure the odds are plummeting. They were like 8 or 10 to 1 before the season started, and they look unbelievable.
So talk to us. Who do you like?
For my first pick of the year, I'm going with the Rams because they're playing the other L.A. team this week. It's a home game for both teams. But the only thing is our coach is brutal. He is just going to try to drive up the score because he's Mike Bart squared. He's good. And we got a good team. We're going to kick their ass.
That, Squeak, is exactly why I have my U Wager account, because not every book allows team totals. But it sounds like I could get to Mexico before you could get to New Jersey.
Chad, it's so bad driving there. And if you get there, no problem. then you know coming back is going to take you 4 hours. It's an hour, hour and a half, hour 45 minutes to get the sports book there.
It'll be nice when you can bet right here in Calia. I can already get an 8-ball Gorilla Glue, but I can't bet on the Chargers.
They're so backwards in Connecticut. It's ridiculous. Massachusetts is going to be selling pot. It's going to be legal soon. And I wouldn't be surprised if Rhode Island is next, because every state around us is doing everything progressively, except Connecticut.
Hey, did I tell you my edible arrangement story? Told people we were having edibles, and I meant the fruit dipped in the chocolate, but they thought elsewhere because, you know, it is legal here. You can't do that in New Jersey.
Let me tell you one more thing, my God, in New Jersey, because the tolls are worse than the VIX.
I believe it.
Tolls you got to pay. For me to drive an hour and a half, tolls would be more than the VIX on $200 worth of bet.
Talk about a house advantage.
Yeah.
All right, Squeak, we'll talk to you next time.
It's no way. All right, Cash.
Yeah, so when we come back from break, we'll hear from Chuck Picking Duck. He'll give us an update on their contest. Joe from Connecticut's going to chime in. Tommy will give us some winners. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Do you bet on football? Do you know why most guys lose every year betting on football? If your bets are just in the entire game, then you need 6betsagame.com. Your bookie is hard to beat. Think about it. Point spreads, vigs. It's time to take back some of that house advantage. With 6betsagame.com, you're already doing the handicapping. Now you have the right tool. Start winning more bets now. Every against the spread result from every quarter, every half, every game, and it's right there on your phone. And the reports are free. Win more now with 6betsagame.com.
Sports Betting Weekly.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly, sponsored by 6betsagame.com. I am second half Chaz. Nolan helps us out on the board. This weekend, all those 6betsagame.com reports are free. You log into 6betsagame.com. You enter the username free. You enter the password data. It's free data all weekend. It worked out pretty well for us last Monday night. Not only did we get to judge a bikini contest, but using the 6betsagame reports right on our phone in Mexico, we cashed on the Bears. We cashed on the under. We cashed on the Seahawks. We cashed on the over. All four in the same game. Think about that. That's some powerful data. 6betsagame.com. It's really that simple. It's a racing form for sports bettors. Let's get back to the public. Let's go out to Joe from Connecticut.
Hey, Chaz. How we doing this week? Last week went 1-2. I started off hot with that Thursday night football pick that I gave to everybody on Twitter. Tailed off towards the end. But this week we got some winners and we got some more bankroll to roll here.
Yeah, talk to us.
We got tomorrow night, we got an interesting game. We got Washington State at USC. USC has looked terrible thus far. My point-based algorithm that I run on my end has Washington State as a 7.5-point favorite on the road. Washington State is actually getting 4.5 on the road. So that's a 12-point difference right there. So I'm keying in on Washington State tomorrow night, getting 4.5, and I wouldn't be too afraid to throw some money on their money line to win on the field at +165.
Joe, calling USC terrible is being rather politically correct of you.
Yeah, you know, the offense has no rhythm. The defense is, you know, they can only hold off for so long. I don't think they played terrible last game, but, you know, Washington State's going to come out. They're going to score. They're going to score again. USC is going to turn the ball over. They're going to score again. And it's going to be 21-0 in an instant. And we're going to be looking at this line laughing, I think.
If UNLV can score on USC, what is Washington State going to do?
Yeah, Leach is there. He's got a play sheet bigger than some of my microeconomic textbooks over here. And he's just ready to dial them up. So I like Washington State in that game.
Yeah, USC has had Washington State's number the last few years. Coaches don't forget that stuff.
Yeah, they, you know, USC has done well against them, but I believe Washington State beat them a couple years ago during one of their up-and-coming seasons. Washington State had, like, a schedule where they were 6-0 to start. They beat USC, and then they went on a little tumble there towards the end. They always have this, like, interesting schedule to start the year where they play a lot of cupcakes. And they do the same this year, but they build up confidence, and they throw the ball around, and they're going to score.
Who else you like?
We're going to slide over to the ACC here for our next pick. Pitt is playing UNC. Pitt's given 3.5 on the road. My point-based algorithm, NumberFire, and TeamRankings.com all have Pitt at around the 7-point favorite. I like Pitt this week, given the 3.5. UNC doesn't look good so far. They haven't looked good pretty much since Mitch Trubisky left. They're 0-2 on the year. Pitt will be able to throw the ball. They'll be able to run the ball. They're 2-1 on the year. I think they go to 3-1. I'm going to lay the 3.5 on the road, and wouldn't be surprised if it was a little bit larger than that come game time. And our last one here, we got West Virginia, who missed the game last week, I believe, due to weather. They've only played one game so far, but people have kind of forgot about them. Will Greer, their quarterback's Heisman candidate. They're giving 16 at home to Kansas State. I think this is a points night, and they crushed Kansas State pretty handily. USC fans will remember West Virginia's best wide receiver, David Sills. He was the seventh grade commit to Lane Kiffin's USC Trojans about 9 years ago. He's now one of the nation's best receivers. Look for him and Will Greer to hook up a bunch of times for a bunch of touchdowns this Saturday. Given 16, I think they win by a lot more than that.
Yeah, Kansas State just isn't very good.
Yeah, they're not good. They kind of run like the 1995 offense, which is fine if you got the pieces for it. But you know, it's tough to come back against these teams, you know, and especially having to go to West Virginia, which is not a friendly place to play to begin with. Maybe a national title contender in West Virginia if they can string a few together. But I think it starts right here.
Remember, everyone said West Virginia would be good. They're explosive, and we know they're rested.
Yeah, they're ready to roll. You know, David Sills, what a funny story that kid had. You know, Lane Kiffin committed him from a YouTube video 9 years ago and about 6 jobs ago for him. So, you know, he's going to be in the NFL playing wide receiver on Sunday, so turned out all right for him.
All right, thanks, Joe. You know, that Lane Kiffin guy, yeah, he really has. He's had about 9 jobs since that kid was in grammar school whenever he signed them up. Let's do this next. Let's go out to Tommy, see what Tommy likes.
What's going on, Chaz?
Looking for some more winners from you, Tommy. A lot of guys that were pissing and moaning about last week with the NFL. But, you know, you and I, we tend to like Saturdays better.
Yeah, you know, Saturday's a little bit it's a little bit easier to judge it. I mean, like they say in the pros, everybody's on scholarship. You know, there's, you know, the worst team to beat the best team, and it's just, you know, the NFL can be a real, you know, real pain in the ass. But, you know, made some money, obviously, over the years betting NFL games, and it's not like I'm going to stop betting them. So,
you know, you take away Thursday night and Monday night, and that's only 14 games. It's a lot easier to find winners when you start with, like, the 97 games or whatever it is on a Saturday. And, hell, there's 14 games alone that start at 9 o'clock our time.
And it's so funny that you mentioned 9 a.m. on Saturday, because that's the game I'm going to give you that starts at 9 a.m. I like Notre Dame. Actually, I can give you a whole game, not a half. Notre Dame minus the 7.5 on the road. That's number 8 Notre Dame, by the way. The Wake Forest. I've just never been sold on Wake Forest as a football program. I mean, they've had their moments, but Notre Dame's kids, every single one of them, the kids riding the bench will be starters at Wake Forest. So I'm going to go ahead and lay the 7.5 with Notre Dame. And then we're going to go to the guys who get paid for a living, you know, honestly. And this is going to upset our friend JD52, but I'm going to go ahead and take the Rams minus the 7 over the L.A. Chargers. You know what? I would look at the halves. The half lines aren't out yet, but if they're 4, I would jump all over to the Rams at 4, minus 4 as well, because they're just a better team. They're better on offense. They're better on defense. Their pass rush is ridiculously good. And the Chargers, they're just mediocre. I mean, they're mediocre from the very top to the very bottom. So, take the Rams. The Rams are on the upswing, and the Chargers are the Chargers.
You know, the Chargers have players, Tommy. The Rams have weapons.
Yeah, I mean, basically it's Rivers and Melvin Gordon on that team. And that's it. I mean, they have a couple of decent pass rushers, But one of them's out. Bosa's out. He's top four in the NFL. You know, and when he's on the field, it makes a huge difference. The guy who replaces him just isn't nearly as good. And, the Rams just have, you know, they could just so many different ways. They ran like 7 or 8 jet sweeps last week in that game against the Raiders. I hadn't seen that since Texas Tech.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah, I mean, they did it like 3 plays in a row at one point, which is crazy to me. You know, you just don't do that in the NFL.
All right, thanks, Tommy. Let's do this. Let's go out to Mo. Let's go out to Mo and see if we get some winners from him.
Well, hopefully you can. I'll tell you what, my big shocking pick is actually a college game. I've only picked one, so I'm going to save it for the end, even though it's going to seem kind of flip-flop. I'll give you my NFL ones first, and I'll give you my shocking one at the end. A game I really like starting off, San Francisco goes into KC. KC's given 6.5. Patrick Mahomes, 10 touchdowns in the first 2 games, never been done, no interceptions. I like what I saw from this Kansas City team last week. The defense is going to have to improve, but 6.5 points doesn't seem a lot when you've got a team scoring points like this. I'm going to take Kansas City, give the 6.5.
Yeah, that Chiefs team is explosive. I mean, they've got 3 or 4 guys that are one play away from scoring every time they touch the ball.
Yeah, you know, and when you got it like that, and it's less than a touchdown, it seems like a surefire one. The one I really like, this is the one that if I'm putting a lot of money on, this is the game. Arizona's been terrible. Sam Bradford has been terrible. The Bears have the number one defense in the league. They're going on the road, which normally, you know, that costs you 3 points, but I like this Bears team. I think they can score points. They're giving 5.5 at Arizona. Arizona's absolutely terrible, and I think Khalil Mack is just going to cause all kinds of problems for Sam Bradford. And if we see Josh Rosen, it'll be quite a welcome to the NFL, seeing Khalil Mack up his grill all night. So I'm picking Chicago. I'm giving the 5.5 on the road at Arizona.
That was a nice win for the Bears Monday night. That game was not as close as the final score.
No, not at all. The one that, Pittsburgh, who has a chance to basically be 0-3, 0-2-1, they're going into Tampa on Monday night. They're taking on Ryan Fitzmagic. Jameis Winston's suspension will be up. I don't think he gets his job back. I think it's Fitzpatrick's job. And Tampa is a home underdog. They're getting a 1.5. I like this Tampa football team. They can score a lot of points. Defense has been on point. I think there's all kinds of drama going on in Pittsburgh. I think they're going to try to come out and figure it out. But when it's that low, you're the home team. You've been playing that well. I like Tampa Bay on Monday night against the Steelers.
Yeah, you know what? I'm looking for a lot of points in that game, so we'll see. But it's a pretty exciting game.
All right, so for my big one of the week, this team in the past couple of years has made us a lot of money, and not betting on them to win, but betting on them to cover point spreads. And they've done it this year so far, though. They're undefeated. Those Hoosiers of Indiana are going to be at home this week against the Michigan State Spartans. Big Ten football play. IU is getting 5 points at home. They beat Ball State last week handily, who played Notre Dame very tough just the week before that. I like the direction this IU football team's going. They've made us a lot of money over the past couple of years. Now, normally it's covering spreads or keeping close against good teams, and I don't think this Michigan State team is as good as they've been in the past. I like Indiana at home getting 5 points.
Yeah, I remember when you called them when they played the Buckeyes. You've been on this team. Nothing wrong with knowing a team.
Yeah, you know, we've played them both years because what happens is Indiana hangs tough, you know, for the first half, definitely the first 3 quarters, and then they have tended to fall apart. This year they've actually been finishing games. So, you know, I figure why not spin the wheel early? You know, it's Big Ten play. It's early season Big Ten play. Michigan State hasn't been great. They've won games, but they haven't been great. And this IU team has been going out and scoring points. So they're at home and they're getting 5 points. Why not? I'm taking the Hoosiers of IU to score the upset on the Spartans and win this football game.
Yeah, Michigan State's that old type of football where they beat you with defense and game controlling the ball, that kind of thing. They're not going to put up a lot of points most years.
They did. You know, and this IU team, to me, it has a different toughness. You know, they've got a returning quarterback. And maybe this is a money line play because I think Indiana wins the football game outright. So this is going to be my play of the week is going to be this game, which is a strange one. I ran it by, some guys at the radio station today, and they're like, are you an idiot? I said, yes, I am an idiot. And I like the Hoosiers of IU. They've made me money in the past. So this time I'm going to pick them to win, and we'll see what happens.
All right, Mo, good luck this week. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, brother, have a great weekend.
All right, let's go out to Chuck from Picking Duck.
Hello, everyone. What's going on, Chad? So we'll jump right into it. 3 NFL picks, and then I'll touch a little bit onto college. But
talking a couple over-unders for NFL with a brutal week two, but bounce back this week. We're looking at the Giants and Texans game. So these are two different desperate teams at 0-2. I think it's going to be a very tough defensive matchup. The under has hit in both the Texans and Giants game four straight games. So if you saw that Giants-Cowboys game, the Giants actually put up a nice performance in terms of defense. They just couldn't score any points. Their offensive line was terrible. So until they can prove otherwise, I'm taking the under on this Giants game. And I think they hold the Texans one up points. I do think the Texans end up winning it, but I think it's going to be a 17-10, 17-13 game. So under 42, Giants and Texans. Moving toward the Broncos-Ravens game, do let over. The Ravens put up 47 and 23 points respectively. I think both of these teams have balanced offenses now. They're very similar game manager type quarterbacks, but they are putting up points, and they do have some specialists on offense. The rookie Philip Lindsay on the Broncos is looking really strong. He's kind of like a scat back, but I do like the over 44.5. The over is 4-1 the last five games head to head for these two programs. So again, Broncos Ravens 44.5, take the over. And then I'm looking at desperate teams in general. If you're looking at a side, Seattle and Dallas. Seattle is a desperate, desperate team playing at home versus Dallas. Dallas comes up a nice win. This line was at -3 Dallas. It's now at a pick 'em. So obviously Vegas is thinking, you know, Dallas is going to win. A lot of the money is on Dallas right now. I just like the Seahawks and Russell Wilson somehow to come away with a home. And it's a pick right now, so take the Seahawks. And that would be the third NFL game. For college, I'm looking at Syracuse. The Orange have done extremely well the first couple weeks. They play UConn. The first half line is -17. They held FSU last week to just 7 points. I think they get their going early in this game, and I'm taking the first half -17 Syracuse to blow it out early against UConn, and they keep the roll going for the Orangemen. So those are the four picks for Picking Duck, and hopefully it's a better week.
Yeah, that was a big win for Syracuse over Florida State. You know, with CBS, you got to pick them all. With you guys, PickingDuck.com, you got to pick the top five. Now, none of them have totals. Now, Sunday brunch, I'm out with my family. I've got my goddaughter in town. And so I've got the Pittsburgh, Kansas City over. I tend to go with a lot of the totals. The early weeks in the NFL, the totals are easier for me. So I'm watching that Pittsburgh, Kansas City with the phone kind of on my lap, and Vic saw me smiling, and she looked at me and she said, "You're winning, aren't you? I got to love my wife, man. She knows me too good."
Well, you had that pretty early, I think.
Yeah, 21-21 at halftime. That's a nice position to be in. But that's why I like you wager. It'll be a while till you and I can bet a second half here in Southern California and get a ticket in our hand. I saw that the Picking Duck contest updated the results online, and I couldn't believe my 4-4-2 record was good enough for the first page.
Hey, if you're 500 after 2 weeks, you cannot complain after week two. That was a brutal week for. I'm sure Vegas is happy, but for a lot of people in that contest, so many people went 1-4 and 0-5. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's early in the season, so teams do crazy things.
If you're taking teams like the Browns, I mean, they're winning, and teams that usually cover are not, like the Saints. So we'll see what happens.
All right, good luck this week, and we'll talk soon.
All right, Chad, thank you. Good luck, guys.
Yeah, so if you haven't checked out PickingDuck.com, hit them up. It sounds like we talked about, I think, last week. You hop in week three, week four of some of these contests. If you go on a run, you could really still win the thing. PickingDuck.com, they got a players contest on Facebook, $1,000 to the winner, and I am on the first page, so I'm very happy about that. Again, if you want to hit us up on Twitter at SB Weekly, email is show@sportsbettingweekly.com. We've got a Facebook page at Sports Betting Weekly, and there's a hashtag The Public is our Facebook group. Until next week, always be cashing.